Happy holidays, family. Are we going with family?
Oh my God, I love that, actually.
I know a couple people have said family. I like famies and family. Maybe it's both.
Hey, family. I love family.
So how about this? Maybe when we're talking to an individual person, they're a famie, but the whole group is our family.
Do you think that Alex Cooper had this long discussion about... Okay, so we'll call them fathers, and then it got broken down to daddies, and they had this long... Yeah. Do you think they had this long conversation about the evolution, or they just let it happen?
I feel like Alex Cooper wakes up in the morning, and... she's obviously laying on a bed of cash. And she's like, what thing is going to go perfect for me today?
She takes off her cash silk bonnet.
Yeah.
Puts on her cash slippers. Yeah, probably.
I don't think anybody on the face of the earth has as much trouble as we do naming things. Thank God we don't have kids.
Just think we could have been left on red. We should tell that story, us coming up with a name.
Yeah, maybe that'll be in a bonus episode.
They'll be like, unsubscribe.
Why am I paying $5 for this? It's garbage. But, famies, we are on a boat. We're on a boat.
Bum, 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 bum.
As you're listening to this.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're probably getting into fisticuffs with a cheater at trivia. Been there, done that, and I will do it again.
Yeah. 100%. Also, I do have to take a minute and say happy birthday to my dad. His birthday is tomorrow, the 11th. That is why we are on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to be like, that's why we're recording.
Yep.
We're doing it all for him. All for Mike.
Yeah. We were like, fire up those mics for Mike.
Mics for Mike. That's got to be a, what are they called? Fundraiser.
Yeah. So we thought, we obviously don't want to leave you guys hanging. Yeah. So we're like, we'll do a fun holiday episode. It's December, which means it's Christmas. Like the second even November hits, I'm like, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I'm a staunch, we got to wait till Thanksgiving has passed before we can celebrate Christmas. I know it's a losing battle, but now that it is officially December, get Mariah Carey on my radio now.
Exactly. So we were like, what can we do? Let's rehash some of our favorite Christmas movie categories. So we're going to like give you our best and worst.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday themed categories, because we both love Christmas movies. We love Christmas music. We just love Christmas.
Yeah. It's really the only time we feel alive.
Truly. And that's honestly so sad. Like, I'm looking at Airbnbs for Christmas because every other year, you know, we alternate with my family and Ross's family, even though both families are invited wherever we go or whatever we do. But I always want to go somewhere. And my mom is like, save your money. Let's just stay home. And I'm like, listen, I am saving my money, but there are so few things that bring me joy. Let me get a cabin in the woods for Christmas. Like, just, I need it.
I use that logic for all the spending I've done. And it's not the most sound logic. I'll tell you that.
It's not.
But
it's not.
You know what? The other side of it is the world's going to implode in, what, a couple of years?
Yeah.
Can't take it with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So today we are going to break down our best and worst holiday themed things, movies, songs, stuff like that. And then we're going to do our holiday mailbag. You guys sent in some really fun questions. Yes. I'm so excited to answer those because usually we would do these episodes and so many would get cut or there wasn't time and blah, blah, blah.
Even the ones we were like, we want to answer this one. And then it wouldn't be in the script.
Or we would answer one and it would get cut from the episode.
Yep.
And we're going to answer one of those today, actually.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Here we go.
It's our world now, baby. And then at the end, we're each going to tell a fun holiday story from our past.
Yes.
So it's just going to be full of holiday cheer.
Yeah. Jingle
I'm
all
excited.
The way.
Yeah. Okay.
A terrible Christmas movie.
I don't hate that movie, actually.
I haven't seen it recently enough, but I just remember it was absurd when I saw it.
All right, so let's start off with our best of categories. Okay. So we're going to start with our top three. We're going to do top three for some of these. Some are just favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Our top three classic holiday films.
Okay, so before we get into this, I'm going to take a second to stand on a soapbox.
Oh, no.
When it comes to, I really wish that this was a presentation with PowerPoint.
Mm.
Because there are categories of holiday movies.
It's tough.
It is tough. And I've worked really hard to kind of hone it down. Okay. And I don't even know how many there are. I think it's 5. So
what if, hear me out for a sec. Mm-hmm. What if we do, because when I think of classic holiday movies, I'm thinking like movies from our childhood, things like that are super Christmassy. There are also older holiday movies that you and I both like that I wouldn't put into this category necessarily. Right. So why don't we do like our top 3 classics and then our favorite old school holiday movie?
Well, yeah, this is just for me to finally go public with my list of different categories of holiday movies. So there's classic holiday movies, then there's holiday rom-com movies.
Correct, which we have a category for.
Netflix holiday movies. There's Hallmark holiday movies.
Uh-huh.
Is that all of them?
Pretty much.
And then everything else. So there's 5 categories of holiday movies.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's really important that people stop mixing and matching. Know the category you're talking about. Netflix, a great Netflix holiday movie is not the same as a classic holiday movie.
Right.
So I just had to get that off my chest.
So do we want to do top 3 classic?
Yeah, classic.
And then we'll just do our favorite Netflix. Just one.
Okay, one favorite Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
And then favorite old school. And then our 3 rom-coms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. So let's start with classic holiday films. Your top 3.
My top 3? I have to go first?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just...
Oh my God.
Okay. As a courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Family, I've already said this. I've already answered this question a couple of times, and I keep forgetting movies, so I'm redoing it.
Uh-huh. I'm an act shocked again.
Yeah, act shocked. Okay. Classic 3 favorite holiday movies.
Uh-huh.
Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
White Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Home Alone 2.
Okay.
And that's really hard for me to say.
I know.
Because I staunchly stand by OGs having, like, respect.
I know.
But...
Yeah. But there's... Some sequels are better, mm-hmm. and Home Alone 2 is one of them. Fight with your mom about it. Because, honestly, I know people are like, no, no. It's because it takes place in New York City.
I was going to say, you get the backdrop of New York, which, if you're a holiday movie connoisseur...
Yes.
New York City is a character in a holiday movie.
Exactly.
It's not the setting. It is a character.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Finally.
Okay.
We can use this take.
my top 3. Elf.
Mm-hmm.
I have to watch Elf every year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Home Alone. But I'm going to take some artistic license.
One or two?
Well, here is what I'm going to say. I'm going to 1 and 2. I'm going to do 4 because I have to.
Wow, so I get punished for following the rules?
You can do 4. I asked, I was like, should we do a 4 of Mount Rushmore? Is that easier? Because some categories need it. Others don't.
I know.
This one needs it.
Just as a Libra, I'm trying to get better at making choices. But then, yeah, of course I'm going to say both.
Okay, well, we'll allow it.
Okay.
Okay, so Elf, Home Alone 1 and 2, and the Santa Claus 1.
I forgot about the Santa Claus. The Santa Claus is good. You're right. Oh, shit.
These are, I mean, it's no surprise that mine are like ones that make me feel like a kid, because that's what everybody wants at Christmas, you know?
That's literally what Christmas is.
I know.
It's like, it's the magic of seeing the world through a kid's eyes.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. So then I'm going to remove White Christmas because we do talk about classics. It's hurting me. Mm-hmm. It is an iconic Christmas movie. And I will replace it with the Santa Claus. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now let's do our top 3 holiday rom-coms. A very important subgenre of Christmas films.
It is a very important subgenre. My all-time favorite, 12 Dates of Christmas.
Yeah.
ABC Family's cinematic masterpiece. I watch that every year.
Same.
And then I guess... It's weird because I guess I would put 4 Christmases here, even though it's not like a traditional rom-com because they're already together.
Right. Yeah.
But I just love the comedy in it.
Yeah, I know. I do love Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
We were watching Fred Claus last night and I was like, it really sucks that Vince Vaughn is not who I hoped he would be.
Yeah.
And that's all I'll say. But I, because I love him. Oh my God, I love him. But
yeah. And then I think my third one would be While You Were Sleeping.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think of that as a Christmas movie, though.
What do you think of it as?
Just a classic rom-com.
It literally takes place during Christmas. She gets a tree. Never... She has an illegal tree in her apartment. She comes over and she's like, this is what it means to have family. I never had family around Christmas.
But it's not touted as a Christmas movie. Because that movie is such a classic rom-com to me.
Oh my
that
God.
I don't put it in the Christmas category. I have more respect for it than to just put it in the Christmas movie category.
Whoa, whoa. First of all, it's one of the highest honors to be in a Christmas holiday rom-com category. Throw Christmas in front of it?
Tell that to the Oscars, because there isn't a category for Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them, but I'm just saying, I don't know, I just never think of that as a Christmas rom-com, but...
I think we have to take it to the family. What do you guys think?
Well, because if it were, it would be on my list, but I am thinking, like, hardcore, the whole thing is just about Christmas.
So, what's on your list, then?
Actually, that's not true, because one of on my list is similar in that it takes place around Christmas, but isn't about Christmas.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, because, okay, so my list was 12 Dates of Christmas, obviously.
Of course.
Just Friends.
Mm.
And I had Serendipity, because... Mm. That does take place at Christmas.
See, I wouldn't consider that a Christmas one.
Right, because I'm thinking about it. I was like, I guess that wouldn't be Christmas either.
But I can see the Christmas adjacentness of it.
Yeah, because I do watch it at Christmas. They are, at the beginning, they're shopping for Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. They are in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus While You Were Sleeping takes place in my favorite city.
Chicago?
Yeah, that's why I love it so much. One of the reasons.
Chicago's the only other city I'll really allow for that, unless mm-hmm. it's a made-up fairy tale world. Like
Aldovia?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. That's tough. All right, let's do four for this one also, and I'll While You Were Sleeping.
I'm good with my three. I don't have to add any. I mean, Love Actually kind of crosses over, but that's the problem. All of my Mount Rushmore is 16 heads all mushed together.
I know. Okay, let's do our favorite old school classic holiday film. Yours is obviously
White Christmas, yeah.
And mine is obviously It's a Wonderful Life,
which I hate. That's my dad's favorite Christmas movie.
Well, your dad has taste.
My issue with this movie is that I need movies to show like good and justice winning. And in this movie, evil did not face justice.
You don't see the deleted scene where that old fucking asshole gets rolled off that bridge.
And no one saves him.
No, they all just gather around and keep singing Old Anxiety.
I'll watch it because my dad likes it, but
yeah,
I'm never happy about it.
It's just really nostalgic for me. Just like that opening shot of like you're now entering Bedford Falls and like mm-hmm. the snow is falling. I love mm-hmm. it. And I love Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
I mean, he's an icon. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's move into favorite holiday movie trope.
Well, this is where it gets challenging. So.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Are we talking about, because as a unhealthy, fully obsessive Hallmark Christmas movie watcher, there are very common tropes, like big city woman comes to a small town or needs to save the Christmas farm or whatever. So those are all like, are we talking about those kinds of movie tropes, or are we talking about like classic holiday movie
tropes? I think
tropes?
You can, whatever you want. I think I have one.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is a trope necessarily, but... A kid saves Christmas.
Ugh. Okay. You like those? You love that?
Yeah, I like that because it's the plot point of pretty much all of my favorite classics.
Home Alone. Santa Claus.
Yeah. The Elf. I mean, he's a kid at heart. And his little brother helps save Christmas.
I've never thought about it that way. And it's funny because the movie I'm making with my nephews is them saving Thanksgiving.
What are you talking about?
We're making a movie, of course. And the sequel is them rescuing Christmas.
Well, it's just really nice to know that it doesn't take 12 years for you to get a project off the ground with anyone but me.
Oh, it does.
You guys started this when they were fetuses?
Basically, we've had to do reshoots because everyone's gotten older.
Oh, no.
My brother's hair is a completely different color because he bleached his hair. And in the other scene, it's all his normal hair color. It's insane. Way side tangent. I think my favorite trope is, I mean, I don't know. I'll go nostalgic. I just love the like messages of like family and togetherness. I don't even know if we would call that a trope, but just like at the end of the movie or whatever, it's all about just being with the people that love you and you love. I love that.
Yeah. That's so special.
It is. Yeah. And then you shoot them up if it's Die Hard.
Oh God. Okay. So favorite non-traditional holiday movie.
Speaking of Die Hard.
That's your favorite non-traditional holiday movie?
That's the only one I can think of.
I got that for another category, and I'm sure you can guess which one it is. Mine, and this is crazy because typically this wouldn't be a movie that anybody who knows me would think that I like, but I love Krampus.
Never seen it.
We always watch it, and I'm just, it's so Christmassy to me, even though it's like scary.
Krampus is a monster?
Krampus is like the, I guess, anti-Santa. He's like the antithesis of Christmas, basically. He's like a bad guy that, like, when people don't appreciate Christmas, he kills them, I guess. I don't know.
But this is your favorite movie, non-traditional holiday movie.
This is my favorite non-traditional, yeah.
Yeah. Die Hard I'll tolerate because I have to because of my family, but it's literally the only thing I ever think of when I hear non-traditional holiday movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of those ones that is a debate.
Yeah, it was a debate literally at Thanksgiving.
Who loves it?
My brothers. And now my nephews.
Oh, no.
Who haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's move out of movies and into songs.
Okay.
Okay, do we want to do our top three favorite holiday songs?
Okay. Yeah.
This is hard.
Well, I have a solid, my all-time favorite holiday song.
What is it?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
I love every part about it. It's kind of melancholy, which I think touches in like how I feel about Christmas like as I get older. It's like, because when you're younger, Christmas is perfect and wonderful. And then as you get older, it is still wonderful, but life kind of gets in the way. And that's, I feel like, is really well represented in that song.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are your other two? If you had to give it,
I don't know. I actually really like, although this probably falls under non-traditional holiday song. I like Ariana Grande's Santa Baby. Dun, 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 dun. Next year. I don't know the words well enough, but I do love when it comes on. I always jam out. I actually I bought it off iTunes because I liked it that much.
This is hard for me because I just love so many, and also some of them run together for me, and I'm like, wait, was that song or that song?
Mm-hmm.
But It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is one that, like, when I hear it, I'm like in New York City and the snow's coming down, and it's just like,
it's Home Alone 2.
Yeah. I always think of Michael Bublé when I hear that song too. I really like his version of it, but I also am like, it's beginning to look a lot. It just feels like Christmas. I've also always really loved Carol of the Bells.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
It's just so powerful.
I also love O Come All Ye Faithful, Josh Groban singing it. I really start feeling things. Because I also go to church on Christmas Eve. It's like one of the few services I still love because I obviously grew up going to church. Mm-hmm. And I love Christmas, like Christmas songs we sing in church. And so it's really fun when they like make it into the mainstream. So I love O Come All Ye Faithful.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I think my third one would maybe be Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh. Okay.
Just because it's fun. I don't know. I mean, it's really hard for me to narrow it down to three just because.
Well, there's a non-traditional Christmas movie for you.
What?
Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think of that movie when I think of that song.
Right.
And then amazing performance.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, we never did our favorite Netflix Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. I actually really liked Love Hard. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't love parts of it, but I still think about, there's a scene where the main guy and the main girl are singing Santa Baby. Is it Santa Baby?
Yeah. Outside.
Yes, Baby It's Cold Outside. Thank you. And that song, of course, gets a lot of traction during the holidays for, which I don't buy into, but whatever, for being very like pro man kind of pushing a woman to do something she doesn't want to do. And I just love how they like, he like sings his lyrics, but he's like, sings it in a way where it's like, this is super problematic. And he, I just love it. I thought it was a really fun take on a pop culture discussion.
Well, I have to tell you, this Netflix Christmas movie is not a classic like rom-com like a lot of them are. And it's a really good Christmas movie, Christmas Chronicles.
What is it?
Have you ever seen it? The Christmas Chronicles?
I don't think so.
It's really good.
Is this the one with what's his face?
Kurt Russell.
Yes, I did see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like the North Pole there is very magical. Like it's got very, it's very good for a Netflix movie. I honestly forgot it was a Netflix movie.
Yeah. Well, that's a good indication that it's a good movie. If you forget it's a Netflix movie.
Yeah. But if we're going like rom-com, I also really love A Christmas Inheritance.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good, too.
I mean, I'll rewatch Falling for Christmas with Lindsay Lohan, even though it's bad.
It's fun.
It's fun. And I think Princess Switch is also fun.
I like the newer Lindsay Lohan one, too. I can't think of what it's called, but where she's like dating that guy and then she goes to his house, his family's house.
Oh, yeah.
And her ex is there or whatever,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
That's a good one.
I didn't like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember what it was about, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do have to, Arisha doesn't have a favorite holiday album, which is just a travesty because there's some really good ones.
I don't know albums.
Well, allow me to get on my soapbox for a second here.
Hop up.
And tell everybody.
Oh, God.
Go listen to Hanson Snowden.
Oh, my God.
It is the best Christmas album. It's so fun. The songs are so good. It's literally the best holiday album there is. Like, go listen to it. If you disagree, then get your ears checked because it's so good.
Are there new songs? Like, are they just like Christmas songs that they're singing?
No, they have original ones too.
Okay.
That's the thing about Hanson's album. Like, they do the classics, like the slower, moodier ones, and then they have upbeat, fun ones. It's like a perfect, I can listen to the entire album, and I don't do that often.
Yeah.
With anything.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm always like, everyone needs to listen to that album because it's so fun.
I don't think I've never listened to it. I'm sure I've heard some of the songs on the radio.
Yeah.
Since they start playing them November 1st, no?
And God bless.
No, God curse.
God bless.
Curse them all.
Everyone.
Okay.
So you're doing a favorite holiday TV episode?
Well, I mostly just wanted to talk about shows that do fun Christmas episodes. Because I love a good Christmas episode in a show.
Me too.
And if I have to pick one, I'm going with the OC's Christmica.
Interesting.
The very first season, because good Lord, that season should be taught in schools. But just like it's the perfect merging of two religions that swirl in December. And it's just fun. It's frothy. There's drama. Everything about it. And I think it really should be the blueprint for holiday episodes.
God, I'm trying to think of like...
Does Saved by the Bell have any good Christmas episodes?
They do. And obviously that's where my mind originally went. Because there's a really good one where the whole gang is obviously working at the mall. Actually, they're not all working there. Some of them work at the hospital. They're in the bathroom. Zach and Screech are in the bathroom, and there's a man in there who is, like, cleaning up, and they realize that he's unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach puts money in the phone receiver for him because he saw the guy, like, checking them all, and he's like, hey, I think there's something in this one. And he's like, oh, I already checked it. And he's like, check again. And that's why you're never going to tell me Zach Morris is a bad guy.
Oh,
I
God.
Will. I. You want to talk about PowerPoint presentations? And his daughter gets a job at the mall, and they don't know it's his daughter, and Zach, like, likes her or whatever, and they put on a Christmas Carol play, and just, they all go to Zach's house after and have cookies. It's just, it's a good one. Mm. So, I love any themed Saved by the Bell.
I'll tell you what, when I'm rewatching a show, and in, like, the middle of March, and a Christmas episode comes on, I always feel more alive. Where it's just like, I just love Christmas episodes.
Full House has some good Christmas episodes, too, that we've watched recently.
Yeah. Friends has really fun Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I know. Okay, now we're going to do a couple of our worst or least favorite things.
Yeah.
So let's start with our least favorite holiday movie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Mine's White Christmas. If those two dumb bitches wouldn't shut up about their sisterhood.
You want to talk about dumb bitches?
Who?
That fucking guy who steals everyone's money. And also everyone else in that movie. So depressing.
Wow. Wow. The way that whole town came together for George Bailey?
Yeah. And you really want to insult White Christmas? At least they don't have a poor black woman serving all these white families. How about that? No racism in White Christmas.
You know what? White Christmas wouldn't even allow a black person in the movie. That's how bad.
Irrelevant. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, you want to know what? And this I know is blasphemous to say, but I do not like Family Stone because it's so depressing at the end.
It is really sad. It
even is. More now.
I know.
And up until the end, I mean, there's so many really heartwarming scenes, but it's like it makes me feel too sad for Christmas.
Well, I really, really push back against the Die Hard stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I always have.
Yeah.
And I used to be very outspoken about A Christmas Story.
I do not like that movie.
I don't either. But, like, the older I get, I'm like, okay, it kind of is nostalgic. Like, I can appreciate that. But
I don't like that. And I don't like National Lampoon.
I don't either.
And I see stuff about them all the time. And I'm like, ugh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't need to see it. Oh, okay. You want to do your worst holiday song?
Yes. Christmas Shoes. Sir, I want to buy these shoes. I hate this song.
Yeah, it's depressing.
I don't hear it on the radio as much. I heard it all the time as a kid. It was like a triggering song for me because there's nothing positive about it. This kid's mom is dying.
And there's a movie.
There's a movie. It's like, I don't know what came first. I assume the song. In which case, it's like, why would somebody be like... Let's make a movie about a dying mother around Christmas and a kid who's too fucking poor to buy her fucking shoes. God. Oh, I'm so mad. It's like, I don't need to be depressed. I'm alive.
Right. Yeah, that and also Feliz Navidad.
Oh, wow.
That song has like 6 words in it. It's Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año, Felicidad. And then I want to wish you a Merry Christmas over and over again. It's like, come on.
God, that song.
I don't like people doing the bare minimum and getting success. Well, I'm over here working my ass off.
Success. Do you even know who sings that song?
Yes.
Who?
Pedro Navidad.
You're such a liar. Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into our mailbag.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this because I love answering your guys' questions and getting to do them all.
I know. Ask us questions. It makes it easiest. For us to figure out what to say.
Exactly, yeah.
Direction. We need direction. Like
we don't have to figure anything out. Okay. So our first one was from Ray. And she said, were there any restrictions on what you could and couldn't talk about, current events, politics, on your Wondery shows? I always got the feeling you guys were holding back. It's obviously a delight to hear your unfiltered thoughts on the Patreon.
Yeah, we had restrictions. Not like we were like tied down. And forced to say things. But there were certain things. Like, we couldn't talk about Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos. And obviously, and I don't know that this was partially Wondery, but also ourselves. We didn't talk about politics on the show.
And we do try to keep that here, too. Like, I mean,
obviously, we're not going to shy away from what we believe and what we stand by. But it's like the Burn Book is where we really... go off because I can understand and I can respect not wanting to hear politics in every aspect of your life, even though politics does affect every aspect of your life, but I appreciate there being spaces where that doesn't get put in. But it's funny, Ray, that you say like it felt like you were holding back, because we would still get comments like, you guys are so woke, blah blah blah, and it's we wouldn't say Trump. Like, we were very careful about not bringing politics into things.
Yeah, we literally said his name one time, I think, in God We Lust. And I got a message about like, blah, blah, you guys got a politics. I was like, what are you fucking going on
about?
And
the sentence was like, the guests at the banquet were blah, 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 Trump, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally just, like, listings. Like, it had nothing to do with context or anything.
Yeah. It's like, it's part of the story. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
So, yeah, we were held back a little bit.
So we did a whole season on Even the Rich about Monica Lewinsky because they were doing this, like, history initiative for each show. And it was one of my favorite seasons because it was when we had just started doing The Blind Bee Host, so they hadn't seen the script or anything. And it was so good. And then they were doing a show with Monica Lewinsky, and they were in the stages of it. So that season never got released because they didn't. Yeah. It's like, we didn't say anything offensive about her. If anything, we championed her.
Yeah, you guys know. You've listened to the show. We don't.
Yeah.
We're not ragging on people unless they
sometimes,
deserve it.
Sometimes, even though we wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, we didn't go into much about, like, Travis Kelce. Like, if there was somebody who had a Wondery show,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, kind of an unspoken, like, well, you know.
They got really mad when I called Elon Musk a robot, which I still stand by to this day.
They talked about taking the episode down. We were like, first of all, we're messaging you to take a different episode down that we don't stand by. And you bring up Elon Musk? It's like, fuck him.
Yeah, there was a little too much billionaire simping, but I guess that's what you expect when you're at a billionaire company.
Writing your checks,
Yeah. All right. Next question is from Poppy Seed. If your podcast was a Friends episode, what would the title be? Amazing question.
This is funny because when we were talking about, like, naming our episodes, you even said, you're like, I really want it to be something like.
I did. The one where.
Yeah. I still wish we could think of something, but it's so hard when you're talking about so many different things to name your episode. So is this question, like, if the whole podcast was named after a Friends title, what would it be, I think? The one with the two unhinged lunatics.
Okay. I literally was like, Brooke, I feel like we should answer this together because I have a feeling our answers are going to be similar. And I was the one with the unhinged friendship. That was what I was thinking.
There you go.
So, yeah, wow. Unhinged is somewhere in the title.
Obviously.
The one with the unhinged.
The one with the two unhingeds. The unhingedersons. The next one is also from Poppy Seed. Were there cars you wish you could just drive home when you guys were valets? And how much could you find out about people from just driving their vehicles and parking them?
I mean, the Maserati, I would have loved to take that home.
I mean, yeah, there's so many.
It's insane because the key was crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a $1,000 key.
Yeah. God. I parked Jennifer Tilly's Bentley.
Mm.
And it was like a living room on wheels. It was so comfortable in there, and it was like luxurious. And I was like,
so
okay,
smooth, like butter.
I could get behind this. So yeah, like basically all the cars.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would have loved to take home. And you don't really find much out about a person from their car, I've learned.
Yeah, I will say, Josh Gad's car felt like I was driving like a dad at PTA pickup. Because it was like, it wasn't clean. It was like a regular, I don't even remember. It wasn't a Honda, but it was like kind of like that car. It wasn't like a traditional fancy car.
Right.
And kind of messy inside. And I was like, see, stars are just like us. Messes.
Yeah. Yep.
Next question is from Elena. Brooke's accent is giving Midwest. And we know Arisha is from the East Coast. What's the story on how you guys ended up in SoCal?
I said this on Patreon. First of all, I am not from the Midwest.
I love, Elena, that you said that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
It's funny because I'm technically from the Midwest.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I'm like, okay. And I don't really, like, if you listen to anybody else talk from my hometown, they have accents.
Well, you actually speak in proper English, so that'll probably give
that's
it away,
why
too.
When people say I have an accent, I'm like, I don't know. So entertainment, obviously, brought us both here. I, after college, moved to Las Vegas because my parents had moved there. And I got started with, like, theater and acting and stuff like that. And then I was like, all right, it's time for the big time, baby. So I saved up a bunch of money from my bartending job.
Mm-hmm.
And I just moved to L.A.
How much did you save? Do you remember?
Oh, man, I don't remember. It was either $5,000 or $10,000.
I saved
$8,000. Yeah.
Which would have gotten me, what, 2 months now in L.A.?
Yeah, and I had a roommate at the time who didn't save enough money, and I had to cover her rent a bunch of times until I was finally like, no, you got to pay me back. Like, enough.
I can't believe how much that happens. I hear people talk about that all the time. I feel very lucky that that never happened to me. But to answer your question, Elena, I'm originally from a suburb of Chicago, and then I was in Maryland, and I moved out for the entertainment industry. I was going to be the next Mindy Kaling, obviously. I'm sure you can tell. And a quick 10 years later,
yeah,
we're here.
Here we are. It's going really well.
Yeah, yeah, really well.
Yeah. Okay. The next couple are from Carrie. Mm-hmm. Who is your hear me out celebrity? And who's your favorite Nepo baby? I feel like these kind of could go hand in hand, so I'm just going to ask them together.
This one I struggle with because I don't know how to answer it. I don't tend to like people that people don't like.
So you're a follower.
I follow the trends.
I mean, yeah, there are some. Okay. I know I'll get shit from this, and I don't co-sign everything that this person does at all. I have actually unfollowed them because they pissed me off. But Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Is somebody that I feel like her personality, at least, I like. Mm. Like, she seems like she could be fun to hang out with. She seems like she can take a joke and she's funny. And I do think she's, like, a nice person. But I don't agree with, like, all of her shit. So that's where sometimes I'm like, okay.
Hmm.
And Kylie. Like, some of the Kardashians, Jenners, I'm like, all right, I know that they're problematic. And, like, what they stand for as a whole probably isn't great. But they do sometimes seem...
Yeah.
Like, nice or fun.
Yeah, I think what I struggle with this question is I can say, like, hear me out for most celebrities that are disliked as long as they're not being disliked for, like, being, like, rapists.
Well, yeah.
So, because, like, I kind of have hear me out energy right now for Amber Heard.
Mm.
And I know she's...
Is something going on?
No, but she'll occasionally get posted. I think she had posted over the holiday something, and then, like, Page Six reposted it, and uh-huh. all the comments were just, like, vilifying her. Yeah. And they're like, oh, she's such an attention whore. It's like, she posted this privately, and Page Six just reposted it. She's, like, abroad, living her life,
mm-hmm.
not getting into all the shit that played out, pun right. intended. I feel like people need to just relax with her and... stop being such huge Johnny Depp fans because Johnny Depp fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like two people cannot be great.
And then also Meghan Markle.
Yeah. I know. But we've always
yeah
played devil's advocate for Meghan Markle.
And that's the thing. It's like, I'm not big fans of either of these people, but I just right. think that they are getting, they get so much shit. And I'm going based off what I see on comments online. So I don't really know what the actual discourse yeah. in their lives is, but I just think that people, it's like, I'll jump on hate bandwagons if I think it's worthy of it, like Diddy,
right.
Kanye, right. but these people, I'm like, yeah, they're not perfect, but who the fuck is?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favorite Nepo baby?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know, I was thinking her too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then Carrie's last question. Who would be the one celebrity that's passed that you would love to spend the day with and get all the tea?
Mm. My first instinct was Marilyn Monroe.
Because
I just really want to know what's going on back then.
Good answer, yeah. good answer. This is hard because I'm glad that, Carrie, I'm glad you added the tea because there mm-hmm. are celebrities that I would love to just spend time with, like Chadwick Boseman, because I just love him mm-hmm. and feel like he was gone way too soon. But yeah. if we're trying to get tea,
mm-hmm.
call me crazy, but I kind of want Brittany Murphy.
Mm.
I feel like there's tea there, mainly what happened.
Yeah.
But I feel like she was an extinguished light too soon.
Yeah. Or maybe even like in the same realm as Marilyn Monroe, but JFK, because I want to hear the secrets that were going on behind the scenes.
Oh, God.
Back
yeah.
then. Or even now.
Heath Ledger, although I don't think he would have tea so much as just, I want him back.
He could give you the Olsen twins tea.
Oh, my God. I would love that tea. Love it.
Because they aren't giving it to us.
I know. Don't get okay. me started.
Here's the one that we answered on Rich and Weekly, but it got cut. And this is from Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
When Hollywood decides to make a movie about you guys, who would you each want to play yourself? And who do you think should play you, too? Not just like...
Well, I'm going to go with colorblind casting. Is that what they call it?
Wow. Okay.
Because I obviously, I'm not going to go based off how I look. Or how they look. But I think I would want Melissa McCarthy to play me.
That's insane.
Why? She's so funny.
But why would she ever get cast to play you?
It's colorblind casting. It's like Cinderella the Brandy version.
Wow. Why don't you just get Scarlett Johansson to play you? She's good at that.
Come on. I'm not Asian. Don't be ridiculous.
I think I might have said this last time, but I think Kristen Bell.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Would be like a correct choice. Either her or my other answer from another question, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Who do you think should play me then? Since you're Hollywood's casting elite.
Maya Rudolph.
Wow. So it is all about race. Got it. Fucked up.
Well, yeah. I just think that Kristen Bell and I have very similar personalities. And I know I've said that, like, someone that worked with us both said we were very similar. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to get that out of my mind. I just think we're a very similar type.
Just because you saw her at Gentle Barn doesn't make you guys the same.
Oh, yeah. I actually forgot about that.
You have the height similarity.
Yeah.
And you both have tall husbands.
Right. We just have similar, like, sarcasm, delivery of sarcasm, I think. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
And I do think that colorblind casting isn't a good thing. So I'm saying, like, if you're playing a real person.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So then Timothy Chalamet can't play Barack Obama now? That seems fucked up.
Correct.
And you're silencing a white voice. And that's fucked up.
And I'd love to silence more.
Okay, next question. Melissa asks, do you both have other gigs or jobs besides the podcast? What cruise are you going on and can I come?
Well, first question, I do not. For the last 6 years, the podcasts have just been my job. So now I'm employed by the California Department of Unemployment. It sucks because, like, I kept saying this when I was scared that our shows would get canceled. Like, I don't have other skills. Like, mm-hmm. I'm, like, terrified. So this has to work out, essentially. Mm-hmm. I am really good at interior design, but I have no other. So if any of the famies are interior designers in LA and you want somebody to, like, apprentice you or, like, work with you, hit me up because I would fucking love to do that as a career.
Mm.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, so I actually have a full-time job. I have been a copy editor for a company since 2019, mm-hmm. and I had planned to leave it maybe like a year into starting Even the Rich. A running joke with, unfortunately, too many people. And it was like, oh, when are you going to quit your job? When are you going to quit your job? Because I did plan to quit my job, but I kept it because of health insurance, mm-hmm. primarily because it's super expensive, even more now. And I will say 6 years later, I'm so glad I didn't quit it because it's not a lot to live on, sadly, in LA, mm-hmm. but, making it work for now.
Yeah.
And then the cruise we're going on.
Yeah. Or are currently on right now.
Oh yeah. We're on it right now. It's for Mike Brooks' dad's birthday and mm-hmm. we're on Carnival going down to Mexico. Yeah.
It's the Firenze. It's like their newer ship. And it's like Italian themed, which is ironic because we went to Italy together too.
It is Italian themed.
I love this ship. It like reignited my like for cruises.
Have you been on it already?
This ship? We went last year for my dad's birthday.
Oh my God.
And they decorate for Christmas. I love going on a Christmas cruise. I will say that. There's a bunch of Christmas trees everywhere. It's like chilly weather, so you're not like, it's not tropical. I really do recommend mm-hmm. going on a winter cruise. Okay, so Marina asked, when you were valets, do you have juicy stories about celebs? I remember in one of the podcasts you hinted at some dirt. Did we?
I think we've talked about, I mean, Brooke's got stories for days and days and days.
Yeah, I don't have any good dirt, really. I do, the one that sticks out in my head is when Charlize Theron was dating Sean Penn.
Ugh.
Which is so weird. And we did parties at her house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's really sweet. And she has like a circle driveway entrance before her house. And he was getting ready to leave. I think his car was coming. And they were like in the driveway hugging and like cuddling and kissing. And I remember thinking, God, that's such a weird couple. Like just seeing them together was strange.
Yeah. And that's why Charlize broke up with him. Brooke took her aside and was like, listen, this is too weird to see. Uh-huh. End it now.
Yeah. I said, hey, and also, are you going to tip us again this year? She's notorious for tipping very well around because she has a Christmas party every year and she tips like each valet like $200 or something.
Oh, my God. I miss those days. I actually, not the drama of the company, but I liked valeting because I like driving cars and the camaraderie of, you know, six or seven other destitute individuals just trying to make some cash. That's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I will say Warner Brothers, fuck them. There's my dirt. They were cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Because they had a party every year that they hired our company for. And it was like up on this hill and the valets would stay down the hill, like down in the neighborhood. Did you ever work Warner Brothers?
I don't think so.
So we would like be in this neighborhood and we were they claimed that we were being really loud.
Okay.
And it's like, first of all, you can't hear us up there on your high and mighty fucking hill. And I know we're not bugging your neighbors. And so they refused to give us the tip. Yeah. They're like, well, we're taking your tip away because you guys were loud. And they never hired the company again. I was like, go fuck yourselves.
That is fucking rude.
Yeah.
In a culture where we unfortunately pay salaries through tips, fuck that.
Yeah. It was really fucked up. So
wasn't there drama with Justin Bieber's party?
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't Justin Bieber related.
Okay.
They had, like, asked the company to stay longer. And you're typically, when that happens, you were supposed to have them sign, like, an extension or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we'll like, pay you guys really well. And the valet was like, okay. And, like, didn't go through the company and, like, pocketed the money.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley asks, what is the biggest thing you learned since going independent, like technical, work, organization, editing, etc.? Not to go into business with your best.
The thing I learned is make sure you have someone else to do all that shit that's not you, if you can help it. It's a lot of work. I was in Phoenix for Thanksgiving, and my aunt-in-law. Do we say that? My husband's aunt was like, she's like, so how's the new podcast going? And I was like, it's fine. She's like, are you having fun? And I was like, well, I went from doing like just the hosting part for a ton of money to doing it all myself for no money. So if that sounds like fun to you, then yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah. There's been, it's been the first episode I edited. I'm sure everyone will remember.
Here's your chance to say it.
Yeah, I never formally apologized. The sound was insane. Let me tell you, I have anxiety. I take Lexapro for it, but I unfortunately have a very annoying physical symptom with anxiety where I'll gag and sometimes throw up. And so I was so anxious about this episode, editing it because I had never edited an episode. Like, I texted Brooke about paying somebody to just, I was like, I have no money coming in, but I'm going to find somebody and pay them to edit this. I can't do it. There's simply no, like, it was so stressful. And I mean, a big part of that was I had never edited, so I had to learn. And we are very much learning. And I think I like that. I like that I'm learning stuff that has been a part of my job for so long. It's kind of cool to know that. But seconding what Brooke said, it's rough going from just showing up and maybe having to put on a bra and talking to
doing everything.
Doing everything.
Yeah. It's definitely hard.
It is
So these next two are very similar, so I'm just gonna ask them both. Okay. So Cassie said, would y'all be able to do episodes like Even the Royals again? I absolutely love that show. I love the history and humor. Hands down the best show. And then Krista said, are you going to do longer ETR type episodes or pod again? Those are very heavy lifts that we simply cannot do, just us.
Mm-hmm.
But we are pitching shows right now to one company in particular who we love. Like, we met with two of them and I just like instantly was like, I'm obsessed with these two. Like, they just, because a lot of times you'll meet people in this industry and entertainment in general, and people are just kind of, they're not genuine. They don't come off genuine, or it just seems like business and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But these two, Lily and Jay, shout out. I just like instantly was like, I love these two. I want to work with them so bad. Like, obviously we want to do shows again, but I just loved them. And it says a lot to find people like that, I think, in LA and in this industry. So we're hoping, you know, in the new year, because during the holidays and stuff, people are very out of office. But we did make some decks, a royal show, and then a show about family dynasties, which was Even the Rich was originally about. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to get back to that because there's so much good, like, dynasty drama.
Yeah. But know that we loved it as much as you guys. Like,
Yeah.
We were in the middle of doing a series on Henry VIII's children.
Yeah.
The way that we had done of his wives. So I didn't even get the end of the story that we were halfway through when everything got shut down. And I genuinely loved Royals because it just seemed to be like the perfect amalgamation of everything that I love about doing these shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them as much as you guys do. And we are trying, we're pitching, we're doing what we can to find, to be able to have a team to be able to do that to
help us
again.
Yeah. Because those shows are a lot of work. Yeah. They're heavy lifts. We need a team. And we're hopeful that next year we can bring you guys that stuff again. So fingers crossed.
All right, Ed. Ed asks, whole milk or 2%? And Ed?
Can I answer for you?
Please, answer for me.
It's neither, Ed.
Thank you. Ed, come on.
She's a skim girly.
Skim girly through and through. Actually, I'm currently at my brother's house, and they have a half gallon of skim in the fridge. And they're like, take this home with you. We don't drink it here.
Why do they have it then for you?
They got it for me because I slept over days ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's really sweet.
Which is weird because my brother grew up on skim milk too. So, but he drinks whole milk like a psychopath.
Wow. Like couldn't be the, like, so the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
For milk.
Which honestly tracks for my siblings and me.
I remember when I was a kid and we switched to skim and I was like, it tastes like water. I can't. And then now I'm like, well, that's all I would ever drink. I don't drink milk now. I'm lactose intolerant, but so is Arisha. She just refuses to acknowledge it.
I never will. I don't even know what that means. I am only lactose tolerant. I'm lactose welcoming.
Milk is the one time where I would use it in a fire, and that's to put the fire out.
It does put fires out in your mouth. It's a really good thing to drink if you have something spicy.
That is very true.
In fact, I put that in my PowerPoint presentation on milk that I did in college for a project.
Okay. Barbara, a.k.a. Moneybags Babs, asked, what is your favorite part about Almost Fameless so far?
Mm.
And obviously, that's you guys. Honestly, it's you guys. I mean... I think we, if it weren't for you guys, we probably wouldn't be doing it.
I mean.
Right now. I mean.
What would, of course not.
And getting to be a little, I'm sorry, I know you were supposed to answer first.
Yeah, you went off.
I'm sorry, I got excited.
I get it. Almost Fameless is exciting. Finish.
No, I was just going to say, like, it is nice to be a little more unfiltered and get to have full control, I guess, over what we do and say.
I do like that. Although somebody's still complaining about cutting jokes.
Yeah. I had a sick-ass joke in our sleepover video. And the craziest thing about it is when we were in the car, I was like, don't cut that joke because it was so funny because all three of us.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And I was like, this bitch. She did it out of spite.
I don't even remember the joke. That's a problem. First of all, it was an hour and a half of footage.
And that's what you get over on the sleepover tier.
Yeah, absolute chaos.
Yeah.
Okay, KB asks, was there ever a time after the shows ended that you guys considered leaving podcasting altogether? So glad you didn't because y'all are my fave yappers. I don't think we did consider it. Did we? Maybe individually in our heads, but it just, this happened so fast.
I know. Well, like I said, I don't have any other skills except hosting. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Well, it's funny because Arisha and I have had a conversation during a sleepover. This is very candid where we were like, how long can we, like, is there a cutoff for this if we're not surviving on it? You know, like, this has been our job for so long that I want it to continue to be my job. But if it's jobs, a big part of those is money. So something they don't tell you when you're a kid.
They really don't.
You know, in my head, like when I decide to panic, I'm like, can I? I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can do this or how long, you know, but obviously we want to.
Right, right.
But I don't think there was never hesitation. We were like, well, let's just stop. We were like, okay, well, we got to get our new show up.
Yeah. For a long time, we've wanted to do a show like this, like just us. That's kind of unfiltered and an extension of our friendship. When we were under contract with Wondery, we couldn't do other podcasts. So it was kind of like, well, this is the perfect time to start that. I was just maybe overwhelmed with all the emotions of everything ending that I didn't even have time to think about not doing something.
Yeah. I'm actually so proud of us, though, because the way we just like sprung into action and we were like, okay, we're going to do this podcast. We're going to figure out how to edit. We're going to get a Patreon. We're going to pitch shows. Like, we're going to take meetings. Like, that's not easy to do. And
it isn't.
I am proud of us for doing that.
Yeah. Especially if you think about all the things that we say we're going to do that never make it off the notes app. It's huge.
It is huge. Okay. Last question from Elle, mm-hmm. Arisha's sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Technically, they're not married, but close enough.
Common-law married, basically.
Yeah. And my...
Don't say it.
What?
Your best friend's something?
No, or... I was going to say my bestie-in-law, meaning like through you, not Shep.
Oh.
Even though Shep is my dear, sweet friend. But I also love Elle. I love the two of them. I love when they come visit. Love to play Jackbox with them.
We played Jackbox this when I was over here.
Yeah, I bet you did. Mm-hmm. But she said weirdest facts about you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you have? I don't know. It's gonna be easier to say about each other because I'm trying to think, like, what is a weird fact about myself?
You turn on people's lights in their homes against their will or turn them off?
So you mean I'm giving you an absolute immaculate vibe for free? You're welcome.
When I first moved into my apartment, literally, I guess the first sleepover, Brooke came in. And by halfway through the night, she had my measuring tape out to suggest that I move the couch because it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. Even though, to be fair, I had already considered it.
I never said it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. I was just trying to see if there was a more optimal location for it. I think it's fine where it is.
It is annoying, though, because I will say the layout, it's like I wish it was a little bit different. But this is Brooke. She'll come in and every time she comes in, it's become like this thing where I'm like, how long until she notices I've changed the lights up? Because she always sets it. I don't know that this is a weird fact. This is just... But it's so funny to me.
I guess one weird fact about me is that I maybe have said this before, but I will not kill
anything.
I will not kill a bug.
She'll outsource it.
Not to kill.
What about those ants?
I don't kill ants.
Yeah, you had me kill them.
Oh, well, I have spray that I like to spray around them that should make them disperse.
Yeah, I had a water bug in my home. And if you live in LA, you'll know water bugs look a lot like fucking roaches. Disgusting. And she was like, you can't kill it. So I didn't kill it. And I'm like, why am I listening?
You just got to take them outside.
I don't want to be near it. I did eventually kill one and I just left it there. And then I forgot that they dry up and it was even harder to get rid of its carcass.
The one bug I will kill is a flea. If I find it on my pets, because you don't come from my child.
And mosquitoes.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I mean, they don't bite my... I don't find them, like, on my dog.
But I'm like, if they're on you, you'll slap them, right?
I don't typically look down and see a mosquito on myself. I don't think that's ever happened. Actually.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm constantly killing mosquitoes.
But yeah, weird facts. I don't know.
Weird fact about me... I mean, I only say it's weird because people say it's weird, but I tend to paint my nails before I get a manicure because I want to get my money's worth.
That is weird. It's fucked up.
If it's included in the price, why wouldn't you add that out? Because it's like, I'm not going to go in with blank nails. Then I'm getting less money bang for my buck.
That's also, though, when I said to you, I was like, do you not brush your teeth before you go to the dentist because the cleaning is included? No, you go, you brush your teeth first.
Well, that's because I don't want to get in trouble.
By who? The dentist police?
Yes, being like, they're always like, you haven't flossed. And it's like, I literally did floss. They always know somehow.
Yeah.
I'm conflict avoidant, don't you know?
Uh-huh. All right, well, those are all the questions.
Yeah, these
were
fun.
Thank you for sending those in. Yes. They were fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you have any other questions like about things with Wondery or any of those things like that would require a longer bonus episode, we're happy to do that too.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know. Okay, since we are kind of long right now, I don't know where this will end up in the edit, but do you want to tell a fun holiday story?
Yeah, I'll tell a quick one.
Okay.
Being a millennial, I was around when Black Friday was like quintessential Black Friday. People are lining up for crazy stuff. And a couple of years, I don't know how many years, I mean, I could drive. So my brothers and I would usually go to Best Buy for Black Friday deals. And I got into a habit of buying DVD box sets of TV shows because we didn't have cable. So that's kind of how we watch TV. So there was one year we went to the Best Buy and, we went in and we bought all of these like DVDs. I think they were all DVDs. And it was like me and my two brothers. And I probably, I don't know how old I was, maybe 17, 18. So, and my brothers are 3 and then 7.5 years younger than me. And we buy all this stuff. And then we get into the car and we feel so guilty for spending money on stuff. Because, like, our parents would be like, it's your money, but da-da-da-da, and, like, kind of, like, guilt
trip you. Where were
you
guys getting money?
Like, I don't know, like, our allowances and gifts and stuff. Like, I must have, maybe I was in college. I don't know. But we decided to go back in and return everything we'd bought.
Oh, my God.
Because we felt so bad about spending money on things that our parents were like, I don't know if that's the best use of your money. And yeah, so that's now the running joke where we're like, okay, it's Black Friday. Where do we want to buy stuff and then immediately return it to?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, at that age, though, what is a better use for your money?
I don't know.
Drugs and alcohol? Is that what they wanted?
Yeah. No, they wanted us to buy probably encyclopedias and food for the poor.
Okay, well, that's fair. So for mine... I do not lie. I don't like to lie.
Same. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're opposites of that. Arisha gets a real kick out of it where I'm like, I can't lie. And I'm somebody who loves to have Christmas gifts be a surprise for me and for other people. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, I didn't want to know anything about any Christmas gift I was getting. And we had like an extra spare room in our house.
Brag.
And that's where my parents would put Christmas gifts for me. And I went in that room for whatever reason. I don't know why I was in there. And I like looked under this blanket or something. And they had gotten me an air hockey table for Christmas.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
Maybe like 11.
Okay.
Or something, or I'm not 100% sure. So I saw it. I quickly realized that it was a Christmas gift for me, and it was an air hockey table for me, which was so cool. I was like very excited about it, but I was devastated that I found it. I went in my room, I cried, I lost it. I told my, I was like, I saw a Christmas gift for myself, and I was like so devastated that I found this gift. I felt so bad about it. It's like I was such a rule following little bitch.
You
my
really
whole life.
Were.
I can't, like, I was so upset that I found this air hockey table, which is just absurd because most kids would be like, oh my God, an air hockey table. Or they would go looking for gifts.
Uh-huh. Even adults, that Friends episode, they're all looking for their gifts from Monica.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I get so mad. Like, that's like when we had the bouncy house for our wedding. Because I got that as a surprise for Ross, and he saw it beforehand in the back of Adrian's car and knew about it. And I was like, I'm going to divorce. It's done. Don't even send that license in.
Divorce before we even get married.
Yeah. And I just like, I truly had the best childhood. Like when I think back on Christmases, like it was just the most magical time. Mm. Like my parents just knocked it out of the park. Like it was just, it was always magical. I'd always wake up in the morning to something really cool.
Like an air hockey table.
Like an air hockey table or like this like tent house thing that they got me that they just like put up in the living room. It was already put up when I got up in the morning. It was just like, that's why I love Christmas so much. It's because of them. Like it's just so special. I love it.
Wow. Pammy and Mike knocked it out of the park.
They really did. They really did.
Brooke might be the only human in the world that doesn't have childhood trauma. What a dream.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I should be president.
God, honestly, I'd vote for you. And that's saying a lot.
Gosh, thank you. I don't know why that's saying a lot, but I'll take the compliment. So yeah, guys, happy holidays. Obviously, we're going to talk to you again before Christmas. We will have another episode before Christmas. We will be dark on Christmas, but a little bookkeeping. There is no burn book this week. Again, if you're not signed up for Patreon... sign up. It's super fun over there. We're always chatting over there. We have some more bonus episodes that we're talking about doing. We're going to put some polls in there to see what you guys want us to do. Burn Book, like we said, you get a full episode every week where we go off the rails. And then the sleepover tier, You get behind the scenes sleepover videos. There's two already up. We are going to do one from the cruise. So we're going to do some cruise stuff that should be really fun. You can follow the show on Instagram at Almost Famous Pod. You can follow us at Brooke Siffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams. Please rate the show. Follow wherever you listen. That really helps us. Tell all your friends so that we can keep going.
Ideally for money at one point, maybe.
Yo, fingers crossed.
Girls can dream.
They really can. That's all they have to do is dream. That's all we have is our dreams. We love you guys. Thank you for listening every week. We appreciate you so much. Follow the show on Patreon or wherever you listen. And we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.